USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he doesn't mind waiting until after the 2020 election for Republicans to come up with a replacement for Obamacare. He says the GOP is developing what he calls a really great health care plan, but he adds a congressional vote won't be taken until the GOP holds the Senate and wins back the House, he hopes. Some Senate Democrats want to abolish the Electoral College and are expected to introduce a constitutional amendment this week that would do so. Hillary Clinton won the popular vote in 2016, but Donald Trump secured the presidency by winning the Electoral College tally. A final vote's expected today to send a state Senate bill to the Texas House that would bar all Texas cities and counties from doing any business with Planned Parenthood. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Former Vice President and expected White House candidate Joe Biden now facing accusations of inappropriate touching from two women. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
One of them, former Nevada politician Lucy Flores, who's also a Democrat, saying she felt uncomfortable 5 years ago when he allegedly kissed the back of her head, smelled her hair, and put his hands on her shoulders. Biden, in a written statement, says he doesn't remember it this way. On Capitol Hill, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi saying the accusations against Biden don't disqualify him from running for president. Biden has yet to come forward to say he's even running in 2020.
The U.S. Army's investigating the death of a soldier from New Jersey who was killed over the weekend during a live training exercise in Alaska. According to officials, Specialist Nicholas Peter DeMona III was shot on Saturday at the Donnelly Training Area near Fort Greely. He died while receiving medical attention. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Economic news now. Manufacturing in the U.S. rebounding. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
The Institute for Supply Management says national factory activity rose to 55.3 on its index last month. That's up from 54.2 in February, which had been the lowest level since November 2016. Economists were expecting a rise to 54.5, so it did come in a little short. The ISM, though, reports any reading above 50 indicates manufacturing is expanding. The employment index, production, and new orders index all rising in March as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A debate over guns in Colorado. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Colorado is on the verge of passing a law that would allow officials to take guns away from people if a judge deems them to be too dangerous. Some law enforcement officials are not happy with the bill and even calling it unconstitutional and saying they won't enforce it, which could land some of them in jail.
They could send it to me to my own jail, fine me, or just hold a contempt hearing to further this argument along. And honestly, I think any of those possibilities are out there.
Weld County, Colorado Sheriff Steve Ream speaking there on CNN. The bill passed the Colorado Senate by a single vote last week and now heads back to the House for a final vote before landing on the governor's desk. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.